I am delighted to have with me Dr. Carmel Smart. Carmel is a paediatric specialist diabetes dietitian at the John Hunter Children's Hospital in Newcastle. She's written national and international guidelines on the dietary management of children and adolescents with type 1 diabetes. And just 3 days ago, The Lancet published a paper on exercise management in type 1 diabetes, a consensus statement, of which Carmel is a lead author. Carmel, with regard to exercise and type 1 diabetes, what would be your kind of main take-home message for dietitians?
Well, it's so important for dietitians as healthcare professionals, and they're trusted healthcare professionals by people with type 1 diabetes, to give the message that physical activity is possible and important for people with type 1 diabetes. Many people with type 1 diabetes have a fear of hypoglycemia and also a lack of knowledge about how to manage highs and lows that in blood glucose levels that can be caused by exercise. And the dietitian is the really important team member that can give advice about how to prevent hypoglycemia in a person with type 1 diabetes during exercise, and also how to manage those really high spikes that can be caused by eating too much carbohydrate during exercise, or the lows that can happen after exercise by not having enough good nutrition and the right balance of carbohydrate and protein after exercise, but also the need to adjust insulin at both of those times. So a dietitian is really the trusted health professional to provide good quality nutritional advice around the management of exercise and type 1 diabetes.
Right. Thank you, Carmel.